bring on the Republic, bring on changing Australia Day, bring on changing the flag, the national anthem, all of it. We need our own identity and one that is sensitive to all Australians.
Ang kandidato ng Labor para sa pwesto ng Swan, Tammy Solonek, ay may mahabang listahan ng gusto niyang gawin kung siya ay mahahalal. Isa lamang siya sa apat na kandidatong aboriginal. Sinabi niya na ang Australia Day ay hindi na dapat ipagdiwang sa 26 ng Enero, ang araw na unang dumating ang mga barko ng Inglaterra sa Sydney Cove na umangkin sa sinabi nilang walang nakatirang lupain.
Australia Day is such an offensive and insensitive day for Aboriginal people. Aboriginal people have been protesting against it since the 1880s, and every year it brings up enormous emotion for Aboriginal people and it's divisive for the whole community.
Sinabi naman ng abogadong pantao Wattle Day na ang unang araw ng Setyembre ang pinakamagandang araw upang ipagdiwang ang Australia Day.
The history of the Wattle Day movement is full of botanists and environmental enthusiasts, and it's about celebrating the beautiful native flora and fauna of Australia. It's not about people. It's not about colonisation or the British. It's about this beautiful place that's called Australia that everyone loves. And I really believe that if we could change the date to really embrace the green and gold and the wattle, that could be a very unifying thing for all of Australia.
Hindi naman sumasang-ayon ang lalaking tinaguri ang Father of Reconciliation, Pat Dodson. Pinalitan niya ang senador ng Labor, Joe Bullock, sa mataas na kapulungan at malalagay sa ibabaw ng tiket ng partido para sa Senado sa darating na eleksyon sa Hulyo. Sinabi niya na hindi ang petsa ang dapat palitan, kundi ang mga puso't isipan ng mga tao.
That's not an easy task, but I think more Indigenous people in the Parliament would help that debate along and help give reasons, or not reasons, but give insights into why some of the significant landmark dates within the mainstream society we find difficult to swallow or to accept. I think as a nation we've got to find common ground around this and work out how we can celebrate as a unique group of people who are the Australian people.
Sinabi ni Pat Dodson na nasisihan siyang makita na ang malalaking partido ay lumalapit o naghihikayat ng mga kandidatong aboriginal para tumakbo sa halalan.
Hopefully, as we craft policies, as we legislate, as we interact on committees with other people on the other side, greater respect for the dignity of Indigenous peoples will flow, but also a greater enhancement to the nation in appreciation of the richness of Indigenous heritage and culture.
Sinabi naman ng unang ministro federal na aboriginal, Ken Wyatt, na sinumang politiko ay kailangang kumatawan sa kanyang nasasakupan.
But any Indigenous member still has the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community of Australia as a constituency, because people still come to us and will expect us to be champions on issues that impact on them. At the same time, we have the incredible privilege of influencing thinking and approaches in respect to government programs, services and support in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities.
Sumang-ayon naman kay Pat Dodson, ang pangalawang ministro sa kalusugan at pag-aalaga sa nakakatanda na mahalagang ang petsa ay manatili sa kalendaryo ng Australia.
They are part of the character of this nation. And you don't tear down the character of a nation to suit any individual group. These have been forged through time, through history, through our involvement in international events. And they mean something to everybody. And it's become important in their lives. So none of us should ever advocate to tear those down, because they're the things that are iconic in what it means to be an Australian.
Sasama kay Ken Wyatt sa bahaging konserbatibo si Cado Muir ng Partido Nasyonal. Ang nakatandang antropolohista mula sa West Australia ay dating kandidato ng Partidong Greens at bukal na kalaban ng pagmimina ng uranium. Sinabi niya na ang partido ay lumapit sa kanya at nagkaisa sila tungkol sa pagkuha ng pinakamagandang kasunduan sa lahat ng mga tao sa rehiyon, kahit na hindi sila sumasang-ayon sa pagmimina ng uranium. Lahat ng mga kandidatong aboriginal at lahat ng mga may magkakaibang opinyon, subalit nagkakaisa sa kanilang hangarin na itaas ang pagkakaiba sa parlamento, ay nakakita ng kakaunting kinatawan mula sa mga unang tao sa bansa.